of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Molina June Pierre, and I'm so happy to have you tune in today. Let us do our breathing exercise. One deep breath in and out. One more time, deep breath in. Exhale. One last time. Deep, deep breath. And exhale. Very good. The scripture that I read to your hearing at the beginning was taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. That scripture actually starts by telling us that although we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And we all have dealt with the strongholds in our lives. These strongholds, I believe, are the mental attacks that the enemy throw our way that we've been dealing with for years. I'm talking addiction. I'm talking depression, being suicidal. Even heartbreak serves as strongholds. Unforgiveness. They're all spiritual. They are all spiritual strongholds. They are the things that tells us that what God says about us is not true. If God called us to be free from sin, if it's his desire for us to have salvation and to live a free life, those things that we struggle with, they exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. They telling us that God is lying. The word of God lies because you think that you can overcome the addiction of pornography, but here you are watching pornography once again. Here you are drinking another bottle of booze. Here you are smoking once again. Here you are in this corner in the dark, feeling down and depressed. Here you are once again, thinking of ending your life. Those strongholds are literally telling you when God called you to freedom, when God called you to joy and peace and meekness and kindness and gentleness and great health, when he said that I am not willing that any should perish but all come to repentance, when he promised to give you life and life abundantly, those strongholds are saying no. Because those strongholds, though, are fleshly, or they appear to attack your flesh. And so what the Bible tells us is we must cast down those arguments, and we must bring every one of those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. When the thoughts come, we have to bring them down. Now, I'm not a therapist or a doctor, and I understand what it is to struggle with addiction, because I am a child of someone who struggled with alcoholism until his death. My father struggled with alcoholism. And because of witnessing him countless times, he would say, you know, I can do this, I can stop, but he couldn't stop until it just got worse and worse. And like I said, to even to his death. And for many years, I was angry. I was angry with the fact that, you know, he was not in his right mind. I was angry that he was not the father that I needed him to be or wanted him to be. And then I realized that he was the victim of the stronghold of alcoholism, and there was nothing he could do about it. And my heart broke for him. And, you know, as much as I prayed for him, the recovery that he needed, he didn't receive it. So I don't know if that fight was mine or if it was his fight, a fight that he could no longer fight anymore. But today I choose to stand in the truth of who God is and to believe it, because I have things that come at me at times. We all do. We have things that attack our minds. We have things that really try to hold us down and keep us from being who we are. But here it is, God is telling us that this is a spiritual warfare. And we can't go before these things in our flesh, in our carnal body. But we must present these things to our mighty God. We must stop them in their tracks and give God's word to them. Give him his word. Today I want you to know that the fight that you are in, you are not alone. You can overcome those things. The mental attacks, the strongholds, where you fall short, understand that it was never your fight to begin with. Don't take on a fight that was not designed for you to fight. Bring those thoughts. Bring those strongholds. Those very things that think they are bigger than God. They must be subjected to the power of God. And it is in that we get our freedom. It is in that we get our freedom. Today I want you to know that there is hope for your struggles. There is hope. There is an answer. There is freedom in Christ Jesus. And that freedom is available to you today. And I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you for a moment. Father God, we come before your presence today with everything. We're bearing everything there, Lord. All of our struggles, the things that we are dealing with that we have no control over, oh God, because they are beyond us. They are beyond our control. It's like we have no control. But God, here it is, your word tells us that you want us to have self-control. In fact, it is a fruit of the Spirit that you are willing to give us. That is the truth of your word to us, oh God. Father, today we offer up, hallelujah, our lack of control. We offer up our weaknesses, dear Lord, in exchange for your strength, dear Lord. In exchange for your mighty hand, there, Lord God, to move on our behalf, Holy Spirit. You said that you would fight for us, there, God. You, O Lord, are our refuge and our strength, dear God. You are our secret place, dear Lord Jesus. And so today we come humbly before you, asking, hallelujah, for you to be our God today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you today. God keep you, and that is your pocket of hope.